Okay. I would like to thank Ari Glazer for providing this brunch today. Le'ilui Nishmas, his father, Yechiel Avraham Avigdor Ben Eliyahu. And, you know, it comes to mind, Rav Lachman from Keren B'Yavda, he likes to always say, quote the Mishnah in Adius, Ha'av Morish Labanov Dorish Elefonov, that a father gives to his son all the previous generations. Meaning, we're not born in a vacuum. We always have to view ourselves as a continuation of a previous generation, generations, and we're continuing. And the father gives us all that he received, and now we're continuing. And I think that's the yisod of all of Yiddishkeit is that. You know, we're going to Bez Hashem observe Rosh Hashanah this coming week. About the Bryas HaOlam, you know, and today, you know, in the world of the modern world, everything's a question. You know, how do you know this? How do you know the creation? How do you know this theory, that theory? But our answer to everything is we have a Masorah. In other words, we didn't just grow up in the vacuum. In other words, the Torah wasn't just given yesterday, and it's a Masorah from Dori Doris, and of all our emuna, what we believe in, what we don't believe in, our value system, our learning, our Torah. That's, you know, the Rabbi Kivager in the Tshuva. I think that Tshuva was written by his uncle. He quotes from the Shev Yaakov. He says, in Shulchan Aruch it says, you make Birkas HaTorah when you speak Divrei Torah. But when you think Divrei Torah, so you can get up in the morning and think Divrei Torah and you don't have to make a Birkas HaTorah yet, according to the Mechaber. Because you didn't speak. So the question the Achronim ask, but the Mechaber also quotes from the Avudraham, that if you write Divrei Torah, and even though you didn't speak the Divrei Torah, you also have to make a Birkas HaTorah. So what's the difference? So some want to say the difference is, like, based on what Rav Soloveitchik says, that the bracha is only if there's a maisa. So, but the Shev Yaakov says the Divrei Torah that we make a bracha on is the Divrei Torah that's transferable. Because when I think Divrei Torah, it's only me. No one else could be learning from that Divrei Torah. But when you write, even though you're not speaking, somebody theoretically could be looking at what you're writing. And the ikar of the learning is Vishinantam Levanecha, is that transferal of Midor Lador. Ari, we appreciate the, you know, it's a very sad thing that someone loses a father at such a young age, but it's a chus that whatever years you had with him to learn those values. Because once you have that yesod, that core, then the rest of your life you can build on those foundations of that you receive in that time of your life. And no one wants to lose a parent at any time of his life. And certainly not when you're young. But Baruch Hashem, the ability to receive the yesodos and those foundations. Because once you have the foundations, the values, then the rest is details. And you can keep filling in those details the rest of your life. So we wish the Shama should have Aliyah, and we wish to share with you many sudos of happy occasions with you for many years to come. And we're very happy you're together with us in the Mus-Based Medrash and the Shir. And Bez Hashem, we should celebrate many good occasions together in the future. The Shama should have an Aliyah, and everyone should have a Ksiva Kasima Tov.